Chapter 2. In the sixth year of the judges' rule over the Nephites, there were no conflicts or wars in Zarahemla, but the people mourned terribly over the loss of their relatives and fellow Nephites, over their flocks and herds being killed, and over damage to their farms from being trampled and destroyed by the Lamanites. The disruption was so widespread that every one of them was directly impacted, and they believed God had sent his judgments against them because of their wickedness and abominations. So they were reminded to remember their duty and renewed their commitment to the congregation. Then many were baptized in the Sidon River and joined God's congregation. Alma, who had been ordained by his father, Alma, as the high priest over the congregation, baptized them. And in the seventh year of the judges' rule, about 3,500 souls joined God's congregation and were baptized. And the seventh year of the judges' rule over the Nephites ended, and there was continuous peace that year. In the eighth year of the judges' rule, members of the congregation began to get proud because of their prosperity, wealth, fine clothing, woven linen, increasing flocks and herds, gold, silver, and all kinds of valuable property, which they gained through hard work. They thought of themselves as superior to others because of these things, and they showed off their wealth to be noticed, hoping to be envied. Now this disappointed Alma immensely, as well as others Alma had ordained to be teachers, priests, and elders over the congregation. Many of them shared the disappointment and concern over the wickedness they could see growing among their people. They regretted seeing congregation members devoted to getting rich and acting prideful, people who valued property over their fellow man and gave more attention to what they owned than helping others in need. And as entertainment, they randomly began to abuse those who didn't share their views. So in this eighth year of the judges' rule, significant tensions developed among the congregation members. There was jealousy, arguments, malicious and abusive conduct, and pride, even worse than the pride of those who didn't belong to God's congregation. So ended the eighth year of the judges' rule. The congregation's awful example was a big obstacle for those who didn't belong to the congregation. So the congregation began to decline. At the start of the ninth year, Alma could see the congregation's bad behavior. Their terrible example led unbelievers to go from one bad act to the next. That would ultimately result in destroying the people. He also saw great inequality among the people, some proudly exalting themselves, despising others, turning their backs on the needy, the naked, and the hungry, thirsty, sick, and distressed. This discouraged others. But he saw others were humbling themselves, assisting those needing help, sharing their possessions with the poor and the needy, feeding the hungry, and suffering all kinds of troubles and difficulties to obey Christ. They relied on the Spirit of prophecy, trusted he would come, and looked forward to the time of his arrival. As a result, their sins remained forgiven. They rejoiced over the resurrection of the dead, accomplished through the will, power, and deliverance from the chains of death by Jesus Christ. Now Alma was very discouraged seeing the pains and troubles of God's humble followers, the abuse piled on them by others, and the growing inequality. Despite his discouragement, the Spirit of the Lord inspired him. He appointed a wise man from the congregation's elders, and the people voted to authorize him to adopt new laws consistent with their existing law to limit sinful criminal behavior. The man's name was Nephihah, and he was elected chief judge. He accepted the judgment seat to judge and govern the people. Alma didn't authorize him to be the high priest over the congregation. He kept that office himself. Only the judgment seat was handed over to Nephihah. He did this to free himself to go preach God's word to the Nephites and urge them to remember their duty. He wanted to use God's word to confront all the pride, clever lies, and resulting conflicts among his people. He could see no way he could bring them back to the right way except by directly confronting them with pure testimony of the truth. So, at the start of the ninth year of the judges' rule over the Nephites, Alma handed over the judgment seat to Nephiha and devoted himself completely to the high priesthood of the Holy Order of God, to teaching God's word according to the spirit of revelation and prophecy.